Hello and welcome to The Dream Machine, a sci-fi and fantasy short story podcast. I'm Abram Buck. I'm going to be exploring a different story today. It's an experimental story I wrote a while back. I hope you like it. This is The Dream Machine, Episode 3, Destination Unity. We began our mission at the base of Mount Ironjaw, near the ocean shore. Our objective? Scale the mountain in search of a life form that was recently sighted by mountain climbers. We were almost ready to start. All there was left to do is take roll and check our equipment.
Okay, settle down everybody. First order of business is accountability of personnel and equipment. When I call your name, this will be the time to tell me of any discrepancies that you may have. Okay, let's get started. I began to scan my list of personnel. There are 5 people including myself. There's the medic, Aria.
Here, I'm good, sir.
The geomancer,
Marcus.
I'm here and everything is green.
The zoologist,
Alexander. Present. And, oh, I am also, how did she say, good?
And finally, the sentry guard, Roger.
Yeah, I'm here and ready for some action.
I looked over the list one last time and nodded my head.
Okay, let's move out.
Aria stood still and then folded her arms.
What about you? Don't you have to check yourself off?
Oh, almost forgot. And then there's me, Xander, the botanist and leader of this mission. I was just promoted to captain in my sector of the Keepers. Back in the 2100s, the world was divided and run by individuals and various government entities. People. Or at least that's what I heard anyway. All records of that time are now classified. The only thing we know are whispers we hear from time to time. I think it was some sort of war they wanted to prevent from repeating itself. Or something about a bear. Who knows? I would look more into it, but I must follow orders. You see, it's forbidden to even speak about what the world may have been like. The world before the one we now call Unity. Don't let the name fool you. We are very much divided. Every sector in Unity is a military-run colony. You're automatically enlisted as a keeper once you turn 18. The keepers are military of the people, whose motto is to serve, protect, and serve. My point to all this is that we're like prisoners. We have no choice in anything anymore. Like this mission. Command tells me it's a mission to study new life. But I already know that the mountain climbers that discovered this life form were taken into custody and mysteriously vanished. Besides that, it's impossible to climb these mountains without jumpsuits, or jumpers as we call them, and they're only issued by the military. Jumpers are mechanical exoskeletons that regulate the air around the wearer and allows for subsonic flight jumps. The claw-like hands allow them to grapple the mountain's steep slopes between jump bursts. It also increases the pilot's strength.
Captain.
But this is no super strength we're talking about. You really can't tell the difference.
Captain.
If you think about it, it has adverse effects when you try to use
it. Captain! Yes. Sorry, Marcus. I lost myself for a minute there. What do you have to report?
Everyone is suited up and ready to go. We're just waiting for your orders.
Very good. Let's begin. It's Captain Xander speaking. Warm up your turbines and commence jump sequence. In 3, 2, 1. Engage!
The jumper's thrusters violently exploded as we took off.
Everyone keep your eyes peeled. We don't know what may be up here.
Well, Captain, there can't be anything dangerous up there. The environments outside the economies can't sustain life, remember?
Yes, Alex, I remember, thank you. But if you remember, we're here to find a new life form. Obviously, something's adapted to the pollutants and the acid rain up here. So don't go throwing your IQ around, got it?
Yes, sir, my apologies.
Marcus, start scanning the terrain for the site the climbers described in their report.
Yes, sir.
Captain, Alex again. I'm getting high sulfur dioxide readings to the northwest. It matches the description of the O2 readings the climbers reported.
Then that's our destination.
We changed course to the northwestern sector of the mountain. Marcus broke off from formation and began to change course.
Captain, I'm picking up identical readings in the southeastern direction I'm en route to, and the northeastern direction you and the rest of the squad are heading towards. It appears the sky is diffusing around the base of the anomaly.
What? Come on, Marcus. Speak English. What does that mean?
It
It's dark over here. Okay, we'll have to split up. Everyone hold position.
The jumpers began to hiss as we slowed to a halt.
Aria and Marcus, you'll be Alpha Squad. Aria, head over to Marcus's current position. Alex and Roger, you'll be Bravo Squad. You follow Alex's sulfur readings. I have to find a stable area to set up the satellite communicator. I need to schedule our pickup. Keep up the good radio contact and move out.
It took me 15 minutes to find a stable area and link up the communicator to control. As I opened the channel, I got a call on my radio.
Mayday, mayday. Marcus from Alpha Squad. We're under attack. All units have been immobilized. We need backup.
This is Bravo Squad and we need help. The enemy is utilizing an undertow ambush technique and we can't break
Alpha
free.
Squad needs backup. All units have been immobilized. Over.
Undertow ambush
Captain,
technique.
Do you read me? Over.
Bravo Squad requesting backup.
What's going on?
Over.
Here I am, a newly promoted captain on my first mission, and I'm faced with the hardest decision of my life. I have to choose who lives and who dies. I could either save my wife, Aria, and let Alpha Squad die, or save my brother Alex and let my wife perish with Bravo Squad. I clutched the handles of my jumper and began to rocket towards my people. Sorrow, regret, and anger were circling my mind. Will I be forgiven for such an act? Will I be forgiven for playing God? Or should I have left it to the toss of a coin? I arrived at Bravo Squad's position. There was nothing but the tattered remains of a junk ship scattered about the ground. In the distance, I could see something crawling. I sprinted towards the figure with a heart full of hope.
Aria! Aria, is that you?
When the figure came into focus, I saw it was Marcus. Marcus. Marcus, are you alright? I asked. But just by looking at him, I already knew he wasn't going to make it. He was covered in blood, and it was strewn all across the snow. You're going to be alright, Marcus.
I'm sorry. I tried to save her, but there were too many of them. Please, forgive her.
After Marcus faded from life, I raced over to Alpha Squad's position. I couldn't help but think the situation wasn't going to be any better over there. When I arrived, there was no sign of anything, anywhere. I searched around and saw a green-stemmed object with a red flourish protruding from the ground. I dismounted my jumper and walked over to it. As I brushed the snow off of it, I began to think of how familiar it looked. I think I saw this in some old books during my training. Yes, this must be the life form we were looking for. I took out a cryo storage clamp and placed it over the life form. The container clamped down and dug into the ground. After that, I twisted the locking handle to store the object. I then walked back to my jumper to continue my search for Alpha Squad. After it began to get dark, I returned to the satellite communicator. There was a pulsing light on it, which meant control was trying to reach me. I could hear their message repeating.
Captain Xander, this is Control. Do you copy?
I linked the satellite communicator to my jumper's communication system.
Roger, Control. This is Captain Xander. Copy.
Captain, this is Control. Is the mission complete? Over.
Roger that, Control. I've found the life form, but my entire squad is down. I need medical and search teams. Over.
Negative, Captain. You will move to the extraction point until transport arrives. Coordinates are being sent to your mission channel now. Congratulations on your first successful mission. Over. Out.
Control! Come in, Control. I repeat, squad down. I need help. Respond. Please respond!
But the radio was silent. And there was no answer. I moved to the coordinates from Control and waited for evacuation. As the extraction ship neared the pickup zone, it started to relay the standard boarding safety procedures.
Humans are to exit any vehicles or machinery and place their hands behind their heads. Turn with your backs facing the ship and get down on your knees. An operator will secure all passengers in the transport one at a time. Any violation will be met with lethal force.
I dismounted the jumper, got on my knees with my hands on my head, and turned away from the extraction ship. After the ship landed, I could hear the door open and the control pilots exit. They walked up behind me and stopped. One pilot approached me and pressed his weapon on the back of my head.
Xander type, do you have any mission items to report?
Captain Xander, request permission to speak.
Report, Captain.
A large explosion crackled in the distance, and the controller pilot questioning me was vaporized.
An attack? But how?
Before I could look up to see where the blast came from, I heard another discharge in the opposite direction. The remaining controller pilot fell to a pile of ash.
Captain, this is Roger speaking. Mission complete. What? What's going on here? Marcus here. We had to execute your plan when you were unaware of it, or the controllers would have detected you were lying when you reported in. Marcus? But I saw you die. Yeah, what you saw was some grade A acting and a lot of jumper fluid. That crazy bastard Roger dismantled my jumper to make those vapor cannons. We had to double up in his suit. I hope this was worth it. Captain, all that matters is your plan worked. Then, that means Aria. Aria, report in. Aria?
I'm here, Xander. Sorry about that. But we had to do it this way. I found their weakness, and we're ready for the next phase of your plan. But it won't be easy.
You guys actually pulled off that half-baked plan of mine. I calculated a 66.66 chance of success, repeating of course. Well, actually, the percentage dropped a bit because of the premature execution of the plan, and we did it without your knowledge. But it all worked out. It was just cloud talk, really. Well, now that we're all here, open a communication channel to the controllers. We have some things we need to discuss. Yes, sir. Opening channel, now. We're live, sir.
Xander type, what is the meaning of this? You know the rules. Your entire sector will pay the price for what you have done.
You're not going to lay a finger on my sector, Control. Now that we know what you fear, things are about to change. No longer shall we live in the squalor under the iron thumb of the controllers. We've got hell breathing down our necks, and we're bringing it to your doorstep.
Good luck, Xander type. We'll see if you live up to your name. Over, out.
Marcus, Roger, prepare the jumpers to be loaded. Alex, hack this ship and plot our next jump. Where to, Captain? Destination, Unity.
Hello again, and thanks for listening. That was The Dream Machine, Episode 3, Destination, Unity. Feel free to tweet me, at The Aviator. That's at TH3AVIATOR. Thank you.